For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Loving, eternal, and almighty God, we were raised to do well in whatever station we were going to occupy. We were brought up to be strong or brilliant. We were encouraged to aim for, in one way or another, excellence. Parents, teachers, grandparents, friends and siblings who wouldn't necessarily admit it at the time, they wanted the best for us. And the best was that we would buckle down and become outstanding, or that we would distinguish ourselves, or that we would just take even a little bit of luck, the gene pool, let's say, and parlay a pretty good hand into a jackpot. They are the people who wished for us the happiness of success. And we bless them now, O God, whether they are now seated at your right hand, or somewhere out in the swirling world, or sitting right here next to us at this moment. Thank you, loving God, for those who wished us well and tried to teach and equip us for achievement, for attainment of the goals that we had for our lives and our families and ourselves. And you taught us, O God, having sent in Old Testament times 10 plagues to get our oppressed spiritual ancestors out of Egypt, you then sent 10 commandments to get the self-serving mores of Egypt out of our ancestors. And now, O God, we mean to be faithful. We mean to live by your law. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. And we mean to be good and to do good. We intend to do a good job of being human. We want to be the best version of us that we can be, the version that you created us to become. But sometimes, O Lord, it feels like we are leaning into a headwind. Our Sunday dreams of living up to our end of the covenant get pushback all the time, especially from within us. The awareness of our mortality slips in beside us at the strangest times, increasing our anxieties in the middle of just getting out of bed when we notice an old ache or a new dizziness, or throughout the day when we notice changes in our energy, our attention span, our vitality, our acuity. In the still of the night, when our bodies are so ready for sleep, but our minds want to keep talking. And the specter of hopelessness waves a taunting hand in our faces when we see those hungry, comfortless children suffering under an obscene avalanche of bombs in Syria. When we hear about more girls stolen in Nigeria. When we learn of atrocities against girls and women on every continent, often sanctioned by their own governments, their own religious leaders, sometimes their own families. When thoroughly decent people in the United States are uprooted from their lives and their communities and separated from their families, from their children, from their parents, as if that were even a remotely acceptable solution from a Christian or even a humane perspective to other people's economic pain, exasperation, and anxiety. And we feel frustrated and helpless in the face of tidal waves of social, economic, political forces that seem to dwarf our small humanity. Oh God, I confess that I want to be able to do things, to accomplish things, to achieve things. I want to be convincing. I want to possess an exalted level of knowledge, and I want to be able to express it with power and rhetorical polish. Some demand wisdom. And I want to make a brilliant argument that overpowers every other idea in the room with eloquence and intellectual wattage. Some demand signs. And I want to be able to do something amazing and powerful. I want to have something I can point to that makes your truth undeniable. Loving God of our whole lives from earliest childhood, we were brought up to aspire through strength or brilliance or sheer force of will, if necessary, to excellence, to achievement and accomplishment. And then I saw him being led through the streets with a cross. And I knew this was the way that he had chosen. They were going to put him on that cross to kill him, to silence him, to keep the mighty on their thrones and send the hungry away empty. And he went, knowing that in accepting his mortality, in embracing his defenselessness, in meeting hatred not with brute force, but with pure love, and following all that he taught us to its inevitable conclusion, he would win eternal life for us all. God of life, your ways are, in the words of Richard Hayes, shocking and amazing, contrary to what our fallen minds would consider common sense. This Jesus, who enfleshed in human form, now embodies the farthest extreme of vulnerability, who in his suffering and death wins a victory beyond price, and he immediately hands it over to the undeserving like me. That is the man, and this is the way that I want to follow. How foolish would you have to be to imagine that the greatest strength is self-sacrifice, that the ultimate personal achievement is absolute humility, that the ultimate accomplishment is love of others more than self. Oh God, grant us your foolishness, that in the name of Jesus Christ, proclaimed boldly, loudly enough to be heard throughout our neighborhood and our country and the world, with nothing but kindness and generosity and strength of purpose, we may, in the foolishness of our proclamation, bring your wisdom to a world crying out for something far wiser than human wisdom and much, much stronger than human strength. So be it, O God, if it be your will.